I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
I am exhausted.
Is she all right? This seems to be the theme of today's show with her, particularly the one word song game. You know what? Let's just get straight into it and give Lise a breather.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
It's Friday and I am positively pumped.
That makes two of us.
Great. Well, I want to talk about, Sarah, these amazing magical sunglasses called IRL glasses. Now, it's not a new thing. These sort of did the rounds on social media back in October, but they've come to the fore again, and I'm going to explain them to you. So,
basically, you mean they've come to the fore on your news feed again?
Yeah, I think one of my friends must have liked it, and I was like, what is this? So basically, when you put these sunnies on, they block out the wavelengths of light that are emitted from LED and LCD. Shut up! Screens. When you put them on, TV screens and billboards appear to go black.
Why so would you want to do that?
Because because we are bombarded with messaging, consumer messaging, and some people are tired of it, and some people are easily distracted. And this means that just say you walk into a sports bar with like 50 TVs on, they all appear to be
black. So you're going
to
walk into a sports bar still with your sunglasses on?
Yes.
Wear my sunglasses at night. No, I'm not a fan of it. I think it seems
weird.
Imagine if you were at like the petrol station and you're like, oh, how much is fuel again? And you've got to take your sunglasses off.
Well, that's it. Just lift them up. Within 3 days of launch, they raised $25,000 on Kickstarter.
That's not very much.
But it is, because they probably only cost 2 cents to make.
Because there are a lot of gullible people out there. Although in saying that, I could probably do with them in the studio, because often in the show we still have infomercials running while we're on air.
That's exactly right.
You and I have looked at that bra. We've wondered about it, whether it's worthwhile to get.
Yes, this
and
is what
the
I mean.
Grill and
think
the air fryer.
Think about how
that would block
screens,
those out, I suppose.
We're confronted with. I think it's not a bad idea
for
certain
people. Oh, God, who's the grandma? When did Nana join the show?
Seriously.
Oh, the screens. We're bombarded,
it
you
was
young
different.
People.
It was different at the television we
just
watched.
It was a
different.
You had to get up and change the channel with your hands.
It was a different time. That's
I remember
sure.
that time, actually.
Those two.
I'm a cool dad. That's my thing. I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God.
Text messages from our dads bring Lise and me a sense of delight like nothing else we receive, I suppose. We're in communication with our mums so often. That's a given. But when our dads send us a text, it's always special just because of how random they are.
They are the most random things. You just never know what you're going to get.
Never.
And that's what we love about it. What do you have this week, Sarah?
Well, the most recent thing I have from Dad is just an image. Just a screenshot.
Okay.
Of the Bureau of Meteorology radar with rain over my house. That's it.
Right.
Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but old people love the bomb.
Well, I've noticed that you love the bomb, so.
Okay. Back off. Well, I've come on board because Dad is an avid weather watcher.
Right.
So he will be on the bomb several times a day, just at the merest hint of rain. And so on this particular day, it was just, I mean, I've got yellow, I've got red, I've got blue, I've got navy. It's all happening on this image.
Okay.
So this is Dad's love language of being like, rain's coming.
All right. Well,
way.
If that's your dad's love language, I got one from Dad. It is also a screenshot.
Oh, good.
He's taken a photograph of the page of a Maya catalogue with lots of knives on it, a knife set, a variety of knives. And he just says, Maya, 3 for $135 instead of $269.
Wow.
Kisses from Dad.
Wow.
So, I mean, so I just said, thanks, Dad. They look super. I'm a bit broke at the moment, although that is a terrific bargain. But I don't know, does he want me to buy them or is he buying them for himself? I'm still unsure because
know,
he hasn't gone into that detail.
It's such an aged person thing where, A, they actually read the junk mail and the catalogues and they scour through thinking, this may not work for me, but you know
it
who I know
work.
Could do with some new knives? Lizu.
And he hates everything in my kitchen, Dad does.
Okay,
he constantly bitches about the state of my utensils. So
yes.
I am thinking that this was meant for me. What I'd like him to do is just buy them for me.
Yes. Yes. All right. I've got another one here from Dad. Can you give me the name of my eye drops? I think they are a Zaga and a Zopt, which sounds like something fresh out of Star Trek to me.
Totally.
I was like, oh, did you mean this for Mum, Dad? He said, no, you.
Why would you know his eye
drops? I don't
drops?
Know, because he'd stayed at my house and,
oh my
and he'd
God.
Left them in the fridge and just thought that by osmosis up there with the Western soft butter that I would have seen what his eye drops
eye
were
drops.
Called. God bless him and his glaucoma.
Well, I've got another one from Dad. This one's quite surprising because it actually says Jacques has shared an album with you. So Dad's figured out how to use Google Photos. He's sent me a link, right?
Wow, that's
which is
advanced.
Next level. So I've clicked on the link and it's just a photo of his dog at the dog park. That's
oh God,
it.
That's so much effort when he could have just sent you the photo.
And it's not an album. It's just,
it's one photo.
Like
those
you could have
two
just
girls.
Taken it, Dad.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Yes, it's that time, folks. Lise and I spend many, many, many an hour toiling, trawling through the World Wide Web to bring you the greatest news stories for this Tier 1 radio show. And there are a lot that don't make the cut. The ones that our producers say, Sarah, they're not news.
But hark, an opportunity to get all the stories we loved on air. All Sarah,
right.
Behold the wheel of news.
It's sitting to my left. Here are the headlines that didn't make it.
Which ones?
Philippines seizes 457 tarantulas from Poland.
I mean, that would be pretty tough. I'm intrigued. What else do you have?
Spiders are tough to catch. Just ask the huntsman in my garage. Fitness freak, aged 85, hits the gym for 2,000 days in a row.
Wow.
It's a bloke over in Perth.
Wow. What else?
Yep. The not-so-simple history of why we call dollars bucks.
Doesn't feel like a news story. Feels like a bit of your old nerdy McNerd style.
I did slip that one in there because
yeah,
I do want to come back. Anyway, it comes from Buckskins. Okay, spoiler. Mouse tidies up pensioner's shed. And a woman celebrates splitting from her husband with a divorce photo shoot.
Right.
Right, I'm reaching
Spin
over
that
to
wheel.
The wheel.
Spin that wheel anti-clockwise, girl. Get it. What is it going to land on? It's an almighty spin. It's ticking down and it has landed on.
Oh, God, I was hoping it would be this. Mouse tidies up a pensioner's shed.
I need to know more.
Yes, that's right. There's been a secret video placed in a shed in the UK. I suppose there was a mystery around why the hell all the nuts and bolts were being put away overnight. Because the owner certainly wasn't doing it. And it's a video of a minute long of a little mouse.
Is
getting busy and putting all the screws away in a container.
Is this, I'm just going to, I don't know, broach this. Is that why I didn't make our show? Because it's a video and this is radio.
Possibly.
And people
it's also,
can't watch it.
It's also a silent security camera video.
Okay,
but
so can you describe more? Is it moving from one side of the workbench?
Well, it's a black and white video, as you can imagine, and there's a little grey mouse, I can assume, because it's in black and white. And he is going and picking up screws and nails and bolts and putting them in a white container.
Does he work for Absolute Domestics? Can I get him? Does he put Lego away?
I mean, it's a rodent with a passion. And I think that there is a market to train mice to do this for people. Because could
like
you imagine
Cinderella.
If we got them onto the Lego? Because there is always a rogue piece of Lego that I step on.
And all those stupid, like, Coles and Woolies collectible things.
Oh, the stickies. Like, put them away. The Shopkins. Come on, Ratatouille. Out of the kitchen and into the toy box.
I called my son after the Ratatouille rat.
What? His name's not Ratatouille.
His name isn't Ratatouille, but the Ratatouille rat is called Remy.
Have you told Remy he's named after a
a Disney rodent? No, I have not.
Well, I can't imagine why not. Most children would be so thrilled with that.
I mean, how good of a name is it, though?
It's those two girls.
It's a rat name. On the weekend, I was at a lovely luncheon event. It was a ladies' lunch and everyone was frocked up to the nines and, you know, it looked, they looked amazing. And there was one lady in particular whom I was having a chat to, and she was wearing a frock like I'd never seen her wear before. And I said, my goodness, that dress is just amazing on you. I love it. And she said, oh, thanks. My husband bought it.
I said, what?
I said, really? And she said, yeah, he buys so many clothes for me. I'll often rock up home and there's a package there from, you know, The Iconic or ASOS because he's seen a dress or an outfit that he thinks would look great on me and he buys it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was shocked.
Sarah, Dane doesn't even know the difference between a dress and a skirt. So he'll, if I'm wearing a dress, he'll say, that's a nice skirt. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, it's like, so he would have no chance in hell. And and I would be terrified at the thought of him choosing my clothes.
Well, that's what I thought too, because Will's is the same. I mean, sometimes if I'm on the rare occasion I'm at the shops for him and he will walk past a window display of mannequins and he'll point out a dress and be like, that's nice. I'll be like, well, that might have been nice when I was 20 years old,
yeah,
but
he
it's
wants
not.
To dress you
but
up
it's not now.
Like a hot little.
So
thing.
I don't know whether I feel incredibly jealous that my friend's husband just knows what her style is
that
and knows
is...
what suits her. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to see if Will's has changed here.
This is remarkable.
So I handed him my phone and an app for a very popular shopping destination. I said, look, if you had to dress me in anything, if you had your pick of dresses, what
Which
would you
one?
Choose?
Oh my God.
All right. So. I've got the screenshot
so
of what he chose.
This is where you shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah, it's like an online shop. It's an online shop. Very, very.
I didn't
There's
know
lots of kind of
app.
designer things. Anyway, the brand is called Nana Judy. And I thought, oh, here we go. This is why we're so in sync as a couple because he knows what I like. He knows I'm pretty conservative.
Okay, so he's
I like
picked
a few ruffles. But this is the dress.
Holy hell, I'm going to describe it. Shut up. He did not pick that. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to describe it for you guys. It is skin tight. It's a black, skin tight, very short mini dress with racing stripes almost. So the front of it is black, but the sides are red. It's a grid girl dress.
Exactly
it
what
is
I'm thinking.
Dead set a grid girl dress. It's called the Ariel dress. I
like
mean, look,
you'd find me at Bathurst.
You would be a
walking
Bathurst
on the
girl.
Bitumen. In that frock.
He did not. This is why they cannot be at the helm of our wardrobes. This is a disaster.
I mean, most of the time I dress like I'm an extra on Little House on the Prairie.
True.
And I'm okay to admit that. But I feel like, oh, my goodness, there's a great big discrepancy between what he thinks I should be wearing and what I am wearing.
You know what? What if I were to give Dane this same website, if he picked the same dress?
Could you imagine? Probably.
You know what? I reckon he would.
So there you go. Choosing dresses. I'm not going to let Wills do that ever again, but I applaud my friend's husband for his amazing knack. Mine lacks it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you would make a good grid girl.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here comes the one. Na, 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 na.
I'm only one. Word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
At what stage in your lives do you reckon you'll stop and think, oh, wow, we actually did that on the radio?
Never.
Always
we are unapologetic.
Always. All right, one word song game where Scotty is going to give us one lyric of a song and Lise and I have to buzz in and guess the title and artist. It's currently a draw.
It
it's
is.
Two all.
Just for some clarification of the rules, this has been brought up a couple of times.
Yeah.
Sarah has a nasty habit of pressing the buzzer and then singing the song for 45 seconds before trying to give an answer.
Nasty is an unnecessary word there.
So here's the deal. The buzzer is not like a lockout period for an answer. It's like if you don't answer immediately after buzzing,
someone else can buzz in.
Someone else can buzz in.
So if you want to sing, sing away, little songbird, but I can jump in. So it is a risk you choose to take.
All right. Well, likewise.
To sing or not to sing.
Speaking of buzzers, if Lise gets in first, it'll sound like this. And if Sarah gets in, it'll sound like this. Did you press the wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah, she did. Do that again during the game.
Okay, I think I just tapped it weird.
Okay, here we go. The first word of the one word song game this morning is...
Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody! Yes!
Amazing. And that was an amazing use of the sing after the buzzer rule because Sarah could have jumped in at any time there.
I was just taken along for the ride.
It is one all on the scoreboard. So realistically,
you're looking at a different game.
We're looking at one of the 800 games we play on this week.
It's currently a tie. So whoever wins today will take out.
Oh my God, the pressure. All right,
All right. Word number two in the one word song game is.
I'm a sucker for you, Jonas Brothers. Yes! Is it right? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, you know everything I said about singing after the buzzer last week? I want to retract that rule again because I just had to Lise look like she was having a fit going.
I tried to get Instagram up as quick as I could because.
It was so violent.
I was in trouble.
My brain just froze. I was like, are you all right?
Guys. That's what it's like to be in a vehicle next to me at the lights. That's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like.
I can't
like.
Even begrudge the fact that you won because the in-studio performance
was amazing.
Is worth the
Can
point.
Can I hear it again?
We really got dinner in
Could
a show
Could we have
there.
A tie break? Like, I know there's always one that we go to.
No,
Could we just
Sarah,
do that one?
No, we'll save just... it for next week. You're giving our producing team,
one person,
a lot of work.
Yeah, well, he needs to fill his days.
He just gave me the finger.
Do you know what Aaron does every week and I fail to do every week?
What?
I meant to, when you get it right, I meant to play the ding and then this. Like the actual song that it comes from.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, well, that was the Whitney Houston one you got and then this is... Tattooing some of my brain.
Or a later.
Because it's actually one of my favourite songs right now.
Let's finish the week off with all of us doing the tune to the Jonas Brothers sucker.
Okay, let's see you in the weekend.
Make it staccato.
This is how the song goes. This is how the song.
Do it, Lise.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Do you want to do a little...
Yes, please. Could I mean, I enjoy it, if for nothing else now, word. Than seeing Lise live in concert.
Little... Oh, my God. I wish we filmed it. I wish we filmed Lise doing Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
Lise has... she's very violent in her physicality, I suppose. And I think watching... her try and get that Jonas Brothers song out, it is a fearsome thing to behold because her head jerks, her arms start thrashing kind of like a fast robot, like a fembot in Austin Powers. It's a brain about to explode.
Do you know what
I
would have loved to have seen if you had of then gone?
Oh, I would have
Sarah
killed her.
And said the answer. She would have whacked you
I would
in
have
the
knocked
face.
Her out.
No!
You guys will never listen to that song in the same way ever again.
No.
All right, let me do it. Let me do one of the tiebreakers that we had here.
Okay.
Are your buzzers still working?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. All right, here we go. The next word would have been...
Oh, oh, I'm playing.
Is that Indonesian? Ava Max, Sweet for Psycho.
Please get that.
I did. It would have taken another minute to get to the chorus.
Thank you for your Thai interpretation. I love this new rule.
God.
I know, it is a lot of fun. You basically get Sarah singing it for you.
All right, guys, happy weekend.
Okay.
Lisa's done. Lisa's clocked out.
That's it. I'm exhausted.
Could you imagine Lise?
I am drumming.
That Ava Max song is about Lise. Oh, she's sweet, but a psycho.
Could you imagine Lise trying to sing a romantic song to who, Dave?
I said I'm a sucker for you!
Can you play some Nora Jones next week so I can get it?
Don't know why I'm doing
Come away
town.
With me in the night.
You really...
Mostly for Aaron's benefit.
You really are the... contemporary, like the definition
I wouldn't use the word contemporary.
You really are the definition of an adult, aren't you? Like,
how did that happen though? I just, there's a little part of me that's deeply sad.
Like, I'm not wearing easy steps yet.
Not yet, but that's about a month away.
I could do with some more arch support in my life, if I'm honest.
Remember the issue we had yesterday?
What?
I just noticed our boss is standing outside.
He's listening.
Is he listening?
Yeah, it's on recording.
Oh, geez, this is terrifying. But this is our big boss.
This is the big boss.
Up the chain.
Shivers. He needs to hear we're contemporary. Quick, keep the ruse up.
All right, we'll catch you Monday in the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.